The 2015 NFL Scouting Combine continues, and so does our coverage live from Lucas Oil Stadium / not live. This is actually going to be a recorded interview, so we're going to start over, all right? Okay, 3, 2. Our coverage of the 2015 NFL Scouting Combine continues at Lucas Oil Stadium, and we are with NFL Network's Ian Rappaport. Hi, Ian.
What's going on? How are you?
We're pretty good. You know, our coverage continues here at the Scouting Combine. We love coming here because we love talking to guys like you, because you talk about the team and you are enlightening and you enlighten us. So tell us something about the Vikings that is on your mind or that's in your notebook.
Well, I think there are two big things going forward. One, obviously, is the fate of Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
Does he stay with the Vikings? At what salary? And if he does come back, what's it like? Because obviously, you know, the team existed without him last year and was as good as you could have imagined a team would exist without one of the greatest running backs in NFL history. If he joins that mix, what does it actually look like? I think that's one thing. The other thing is the continued development of Teddy. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to look back at this draft and wonder, should he have gone earlier? Did say the Browns make the wrong call and letting him go by and taking Johnny Manziel, you know, and the result is that the Vikings are going to end up with a quarterback who can be the face of their franchise for a long time. And we certainly saw glimpses, more than glimpses, of that last year to say, all right, it's not the finished product. It's not going to be for a little bit of time, but the materials are there for this to be a very, very good thing for the Vikings.
Let's talk a little bit more about Teddy and get specific. How good can Teddy be? Are we talking about a guy who's upper half of the league, a top 10 guy? What do you think? It's hard to, you can't see the future, but when you look at him and you watched him last year and you've been around the league a long time, how good could Teddy be?
To try to judge, you know, how good can he be? Can he be Tom Brady and Peyton Manning? Can he be Drew Brees and Philip Rivers? You know, all of these things, when you try to figure out how good someone can be, are all based on how many big games do you win? And what we saw from Teddy over and over was in crucial clutch situations where the pressure's high, he was fine. He was chill. It's the strangest thing. And, you know, I mean, you guys know better than I. When you're around him all the time, he's like that. He's just very relaxed. The bigger the moment gets, it seems the more chill he is. And you can talk about talent and arm strength and mobility and intelligence and all that. And all that's important. But how cool he is in the moment is the thing that I think is going to take him sort of to that next level for years to come.
All right, let's go to the other side of the ball, defense. When you look at the Vikings defense, you're here for the combine, but you're also keeping your thumb on the pulse of free agency and re-signings and franchise tags and all that stuff. When you look at the Vikings defense, though, a unit that made great improvement last year, but what's next? What do they have to do next? What does Mike Zimmer and George Edwards, what do they have to do next to get the defense to the next level?
Well, some of that is going to happen by itself. I mean, they have a bunch of young players who are just trying to figure out what Zim is trying to do. And, you know, I will say this, having seen him for years in Cincinnati and wherever, he's going to get dominant play out of his defense. It's hard in the first year. Everyone's got to learn and figure out what they're doing. And, you know, you throw in some young talent, throw in Anthony Barr, and, you know, he's got to try to figure out where they're going to use him and all that stuff, and all that's fine. But when people really start to pick it up, then you'll see them become the kind of defense that in this division you have to have all the time.
Well, you stopped texting with GMs and you stopped tweeting to chat with us, and we're very appreciative of that.
No problem. I'm going to go back to do that right now.
All right, have a good combine.
All right, thanks. You too.